Thank you, Mr. President. Montenegro welcomes the distinguished delegation of Guatemala and wishes a successful UPR process. We welcome the significant results achieved in the fight against corruption and impunity, but as well noted action undertaken to ensure constitutional reforms in the area of justice. Montenegro commends activities undertaken in improving protection of the rights of the child. However, profound reforms to the child welfare system should be undertaken, bearing in mind recent girls' deaths in the government-run youth shelters. We encourage the government of Guatemala to intensify activities to create an able environment for the unhindered development of all children, including to prohibit and eliminate corporal punishment of children. We noted concerns of some human rights treaty bodies over high rates of violence against women, particularly domestic violence. Could the delegation of Guatemala elaborate on planned activities to raise awareness regarding the criminal nature of domestic violence and bring perpetrators to justice? Montenegro makes the following recommendations. First, to ratify the second optional protocol to the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights, aiming at the abolition of the death penalty. And second, to ratify the International Convention for the Protection of All Persons from Enforced Disappearance. I thank you.